Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features. I'm down at Zephyr Black on Dale Street in Manchester again today, and I'm delighted to have been joined by Curtis from Feed the Kids. So hi again, Kurt, how are you doing, mate?
Hey.
Great to see you again. It's been a few months, but it's been quite a hectic few months for Feed the Kid, and we're just... I just kind of see this as a bit of a Christmas catch-up, really. Firstly, we'll look back at 2016, because there's been all sorts going on for Feed the Kid. You've had some good times, big gigs, great single release, launch nights and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But firstly, in terms of gigs, you've been to London and you've had some really high profile ones this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was off the back of Audio Web. So we went to Audio Web, just supported Stone Roses, and I sort of went down.
All right.
So I went down, was backstage, and it was Maxie, the drummer who drums for Ian Brown, so
yeah.
I was chatting with him and got backstage with him and chat to the band, and then Ben ended up looking after him as part of who we know from B33 and Republic Management, and he sort of is like a good fit, really.
Yeah.
So we went touring with them. It's just a little mini thing because they not gigged for 17 years, so
the first one back was
with the Stone Roses,
and
it was brilliant. And watching them, I just thought they was mint, and how good they were, and Martin, the front man, were just brilliant people, proper manks and down to earth.
So you went on a bit of a tour with them, and
where did you go to? Newcastle. They had one in London. They had a few other dates booked, but we just done Newcastle, London, and the Manchester one.
You played at the 100 Club, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was saying to you before we went on air, it was just an iconic venue. What was it like to play there, mate? Because it's a legendary place, isn't it, the 100 Club?
Yeah.
Is it all it's cracked up to be?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It helps when it's busy. So
yeah,
that helps. But going in there, it's just a little dingy hole. The stage is a weird setup because it's more of a horizontal thing. It's long, the room's long, and you play width ways, which is odd because you play it the opposite way.
Right.
But it's got all the bands that have played on the walls and some of them signed, and so we're into obviously Rolling Stones, the supply of Rolling Stones played it, Bowie's played it, and it's mega, and you go in sort of the green room, and there's a little arcade machine that we never got off, and you see all the bands that's scribbled on the wall and who's played it. It's just amazing, new and old. So,
fantastic. Yeah. So obviously you've been up and down the country, and then you released your single In the City. Was that about September time, Kurt? Was it
October?
Was it?
Yeah.
Firstly, you had the launch night, and that I gather that went really well. It was packed out.
It did,
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So. It's called In the City, the single, and we released it under the B33 sort of banner they'd just been created. And Mikey from This Feeling, we've been in touch with him, and he's doing great things at the minute, and said he'd put it on for us, and it's that sort of kudos with his nights at the minute, which are amazing.
Where was it at, sorry?
It was at the Late Room.
All right.
So it's a new venue, so we'd never played it before, and it's a little jazzy thing with lights going on, and it's like, it looks cool when we'd seen people play there. So it was in there, and a great band supporter was called The Paves, and they're doing really well at the minute, and The Affairs as well. But it was just, we shifted a lot of tickets for it, and it was sold out, and then the other bands, created a really good atmosphere and a really good night, because it was quite rock and roll, I guess.
Brilliant. And there was a fantastic accompanying video, which obviously listeners and readers can still see, and I think it's had about 12,000 views up to now.
It's
brilliant. Who did the video for you?
It was made by Boone, which is a lad called Matthew Boone. He does a lot of videos for bands up in Manchester, and we worked with him on our first ever video for Red River, and it sort of not propelled us, but we was on quite a few bits with it, like MUTV, and he's on at Old Trafford, and there's a bit of a skip for us. It was on like Jigsaw Rock and Winter Menswear and stuff. So with him, we just sort of, as it happened, we had a company work for us, sort of wrote everything out, and I won't say the company but it wasn't for us, it wasn't a sort of credible thing for us. In the City was something about walking through Manchester and seeing homelessness, that's quite rife at the minute.
I was gonna say it was all the sort of the sights and sounds of Manchester and like I say images of homelessness and
yeah,
and it's interesting and sort of very thought provoking as well, isn't it?
It's in the city, so it sort of goes in the city how this rainy city cries, and it's just obviously it's not. It's just metaphorical, it's not anything amazing, it's very easy to read through, but the video just sort of emphasises how big this issue is at the minute. But yeah, just all credibility to sort of to Matthew Boone, who created it, because we had an idea and he just sort of nailed it within 2 days, like a turnaround, company let us down, like looked like it was like, oh, we can't do it now because we thought it was this, and he just turned something out dead quick, minimum budget, and just
fantastic. And, and I guess you've had some good feedback about the video as well, as well as the tune, of course.
Yeah. For us, it was a bit of a different one because the song is quite of a punky element, and it's as punky as and hard as we probably get because we're more country focused and a bit more that rock and roll side of things. And this was really a punk element, and it's just because of the city's gritty, isn't it? And seeing how rough it is, and but on that, whether it was we fairly like the song and the video with it as well, sort of brings it to life a little bit. And we, as I was sort of explaining before, with a radio plugger, you usually get radio pluggers to get you on things, and an email was just sent over to the people at Radio X, and it was the head of Radio X that picked up on it.
Brilliant.
So he said he liked it, along with that this feeling stuff, so they've got a real tight-knit thing with the Radio X, and that meant that it was track of the week for them, which is good.
Good. So obviously, like I said, we're on the cusp of 2017 now, and you've got more single releases planned, and gigs and stuff, this feeling stuff. Just tell us a little bit about what you're going to be up to in the new year.
Yeah, so our last gig before... before the end of the year is at a pop-up festival with Scruff and the Neck. So we've been seeing what them guys have done, and we've worked with them before, so we'll be working with Scruff and the Neck next year. It's our first gig in January. We'll be releasing 3 singles next year to keep the momentum up with sort of the radio side of things. But on that, it's just a lot of graft and a lot of hard work we've got to do. So obviously we mentioned China last year, and we thought, well, we'll do the main thing and focus here while we're on a bit of a good run. Come out of
good
what
idea.
We're doing
yeah.
now, we may never get that foot in the door, is what we've got at the minute.
Well, this is it, you just sort of, your audiences are building, and like you say, you sold out your launch night and stuff, so there's good momentum at the moment, isn't there?
With that, on the back of that This Feeling thing, he's offered us a few shows and he does a few festivals, which are really good and are renowned for this atmosphere in this tent, and it's always packed, and we've seen a lot of stuff last year with some of the other lads like Cupids, like Paves, like the Amazons and stuff, like big brands coming through, and obviously they've done a lot with Blossoms, and so it seems the right thing to stick it out and stay here, and we'll see what we get.
And creatively, new tunes are sort of just churning out, are they? Still busy in the rehearsal room and that?
Yeah, we practice quite a lot. We don't really ask other bands that, but we're in all the time. So we've got 2 new tracks that we've just included in the set. So we'll be playing a few of them. We've been playing them open mic to sort of get a reaction, we'll see us about now and again. I think it's important to still sort of do that, because you get people that like you coming up and being fans and at shows that you're doing, that you're headlining, but when you turn up somewhere, I think no one knows you, they might be there for someone else, you can get a reaction from what the raw sort of song's about. So we'll be doing a few open nights next year, and this year just to see the songs.
Brilliant. Okay, well obviously keep in touch with Feed the Kid details on Twitter and Facebook, all the usual bits and pieces. Thanks very much, Curtis.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.